You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
The government's decision to lift most COVID-19 public health measures has raised concerns about the risks to vulnerable communities. With a lack of mask restrictions and vaccination requirements in health systems, people who are immunocompromised could be at much greater risk for having a negative reaction to a COVID infection. The Green Party in particular have been critical of the government's decision, highlighting how long COVID and deaths from the disease continue to be incredibly prevalent. To learn more, David Loeshi had a chat to the party's Tiano Tiono about the risks.
What was your response to the lifting of the mask mandate?
Well, my thoughts were, first of all, was with our immunocompromised and disabled whānau. I think that everything that we need to do, we need to send to those people that are most directly impacted. That's appropriate decision making and making sure that their needs are centred in all of this stuff. So that's where my thoughts were.
Even though the mandate is gone, the public may still be quite confused as to when and where a mask should be worn. So where or what situation do you think people should still wear masks?
So where I land on this, the sort of guidance that I think we should be asking for is what we should be doing around vulnerable communities, what we should be doing around immunocompromised and disabled whānau. So I can't think about things, how are they going to go to the supermarket? Everyone else is not wearing their masks and they have concerns as well. So that's one sort of thing that we need to be thinking about as well, along with making sure that we do all the things to support them as much as possible. And I think there's another important piece around mental health standards, making sure that we do everything that we can do for ventilation, for air filtration, because what we know, clean air is good for people. We've learned that through the pandemic, and making sure that stuff is kind of locked into the building code is important.
How can the government mitigate health risks without an active mandate in place?
Well, I mean, like with this framework disappearing, I think we need to have something in place as well, and that's what the question's going to be. I'm actually going to be meeting with the minister on week as well, so I'll be asking her these questions, because not having a plan is not a good thing. You know, there are things in place around healthcare services and in certain situations, so that's there, but what else do we need to actually make sure that when vulnerable people are moving around that they're as safe as possible?
Is there anything else you believe the public should know?
I think it was for all of us, like this whole 10 to 5 million thing, you know, making sure that we had a strong collective health response. That was a good thing, because we pulled together, devolving everything down to individual responsibility in all things, not just with the pandemic, but also with the climate crisis and whatever we face. It's not the way to move forward together as communities and as a society, so I would ask us to think about that and to make sure that we centre those people that will be most deeply impacted by all the decisions that we take as well. I am going to immunocompromised and disabled whānau, and also from what we learned from the Delta outbreak around making sure that we listen deeply and action those aspirations are for Māori Pacific communities as well.
That was David Loeshi chatting to Green MP Tiano Tiono about lifting mask mandates.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.